What's up, y'all? It is B Dangerous back again with another edition of Dangerous Sports Talk. Yeah. I know I take gaps in between my shows now, but y'all are accustomed to bathing in the moonlight and waiting for me to bless y'all with new content. And as always, I appreciate the love. I appreciate the support. Because the show has been getting listens even when I don't have to do anything. So for that, I thank you guys so very much. And there's a lot of shit to get into, and there's also some non-sports related news that I need to get into as well. But before we get into anything, please follow me, Be Dangerous, on Instagram and Twitter at TheBDangerous. Also, follow Dangerous Sports Talk, the Facebook page, and this very podcast you're listening to right now. On Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever podcasts are available. So let's just get right into it right now. So the Niners beat, wait, the Lions. And the Lions pretty much had a fucking meltdown. Like, you would have thought you was watching the Atlanta damn Falcons. So the Niners win 34 to 31. And even though it was an impressive run for the Detroit Lions, you cannot sleep on the San Francisco 49ers. Like, knowing what they're capable of doing week in and week out, you were a damn fool to let that lead slip away the way you did, Detroit. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, you had a whole chance to do what Barry Sanders never did. You had a chance to do what Megatron never did. Get to the damn Super Bowl. And you had the lead. But you got too damn cocky, and the Niners came back and ripped your dreams away from you in one fell swoop by 3 damn points. And I know that has to suck right now. And for that reason, like I said, I can't feel bad for teams that have big leads and then blow them out of their asses. Sound familiar like the Lakers do on a daily basis, but let's get on to the next one. So the Ravens fall to KC, obviously, 17 to 10. Now we got a Chiefs Niners Super Bowl. And folks are complaining that they don't want KC to win because Taylor Swift is there. First the fuck of all, Taylor Swift doesn't stop a goddamn thing over here. Taylor Swift does never stop me from enjoying football games. Taylor Swift never stopped me for being a Travis Kelce fan. Taylor Swift will never stop me from respecting what the damn Chiefs have accomplished. So just because they show her every 3 business days with Travis Kelce, ESPN's post their relationship timeline, all this shit, listen. While that is annoying, and I absolutely agree, she don't stop no show. Literally doesn't stop any show because Super Bowl week is about to be lit, and Usher is gonna be doing the halftime show, so I'm absolutely gonna be all up in that in the house for that. And who do I see winning the Super Bowl? That's really a good question. You can't bet against Kansas City. So even though it will be a valiant fight by the Niners, if you let Patrick Mahomes get in a groove, you have no chance, San Francisco. I'm sorry. And I have a couple of friends who are 49ers fans. But if your defense falls asleep and lets Patrick Mahomes put on a clinic, a whole passing clinic, along with some running, y'all are not going to win. But you know what you're capable of doing as well. So I want a good game. That's all I want. Even though I see the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl again, I want an even game. I don't want there to be a damn blowout, because that's where shit becomes boring. Also, a little bit more football news. I don't even know if I talked about this in my last show or not, but Mike Tomlin is gonna coach the Steelers next season. And with the Steelers having a 10-7 record this season, they have yet to have a losing season under Mike Tomlin. So if the Rooneys were to try to push him out, they would look like some goddamn fools. And that's just facts. Because under this black man, you haven't had a losing season, even with the personnel he had, even with the players that he had on offense, he still managed to get them to a wild card spot. Did I expect him to get that much? Absolutely not. But thanks to this man being the driving force, they got what they got. So, hey, I can't do nothing but respect that. Also, I don't, like I said, it's been so damn long since I did a show. The Patriots introduced their new head coach. Okay, no problem. But one thing that that's really going to irritate me and piss me off is if when, it's not even an if, when their players get caught doing dumb shit. Like, just recently, one of their players got caught in a gambling scandal. Hold on, did I even write that down? Because, like I said, I've been busy. A lot of shit has been happening. Yeah. One of their players just got caught up in a gambling scandal. A betting scandal, I'm sorry. And I'll be good and goddamned if just because the Patriots have a black coach now, they're going to try to project all the shady bullshit that they had going on under Bill Belichick onto him. Listen, you gave a black man a keys to the kingdom, okay? No problem. But what you're not about to do is act like this man was the cause of the Patriots' dumb bullshit for years upon years upon years. They had evidence that the Patriots did shady shit. And then when that evidence was presented, suddenly shit was disappeared or it got destroyed. Or Noah's Ark happened in fucking Gillette Stadium. You never fucking know. But no, we're not about to do this. This man has had a fresh start, and he hasn't even had a chance to prove himself as a head coach for the Patriots yet. But you're not, absolutely not, gonna put Bill Belichick's shadiness and all the shit they had going on before he got there onto this new coach. Absolutely the fuck not. Because, like I said, if something else happens on the Patriots' watch while this man is a head coach, all hell is going to break loose. Suddenly people will see everything for what it is and say the Patriots are shady. But you were blinded for 24 years under Bill Belichick. Like, make that make sense. Like, I'm sorry I went off into a damn tangent, but that pisses me off because I already know that's what they're going to try to do. Because if the Patriots get caught doing some dumb shit, like they usually do, or some shady shit, if it's another Spygate, if it's another Deflategate, if it's another Tuck shit, listen. We already know that they would rather put all that shit in the hands of a black man than the man who actually did the dumb shit and provoked it, but then want to throw rocks and hide his hands in the same damn breath. No. You will not project the already shady-ass past of the Patriots onto this new head coach. Absolutely hell. Absolutely not. But let's move on into some wrestling. So, the Royal Rumble was on Saturday, and I was hyped the hell up. Because I was only there just for one person. The sexy, beautiful, and fine and strong Jade Cargill made her debut at the Women's Royal Rumble. And I couldn't be happier. Because not only did she pick up Nia Jax and eliminate her from the Rumble, I got the standoff that I've been kicking and screaming for 3 fucking years now. I got my Bianca and Jade standoff. And just seeing my 2 favorite women wrestlers right now in the ring together, I marked out. I can't even lie. I marked out because this was a dream match. And while she was in AEW and while Bianca was in the company, I absolutely was like, it would be awesome to see them both wrestle. Now, it's a reality. It's actually my cover picture on my Facebook page. My dream is a reality. And while I expected Jade to win the Women's Royal Rumble, Miss Bayley won the Royal Rumble. And I won't take anything away from her win. She absolutely deserved it. But I'm still like, so, What exactly is the plan here? Because usually when someone debuts, they usually win, especially if they're hyped up as Jay Cargill is. But they decide to go another route, give Bayley the women's Royal Rumble win. Okay, no problem. But I know one thing. Y'all better go all the way in with Jade. I want my Bianca feud. I want a Bianca team up. Hell, I even want Lash Legend to get in it. Because we can't sleep on Lash Legend either. Also, Trinity Fatu came back to the company. And I'm happy about that as well. And the most ironic part about the Royal Rumble is, Naomi entered in at number 2, while Natalya entered at number 1. And in the Men's Royal Rumble, guess who entered in at number 2, while fine-ass Jey Uso came in at number 1? Her husband, Jey's brother, fine-ass Jimmy. I just found that ironic, but honestly, what can I really say about the damn Men's Rumble besides the fact that it was a fucking snooze fest? Not very much. There wasn't many surprises. There wasn't really too much action. Shit didn't start to really pick up until it was Gunther, Cody, Punk, and who else? I think it was AJ Styles, but I could be wrong. I'm tripping. AJ wasn't even in the Rumble. That's how much of a snooze fest it was. Like, what else can we talk about in that Rumble? Oh, Cody won the Royal Rumble again. The first back-to-back winner in 26 years. Okay, no problem. But then the rest of the pay-per-view, I honestly could have did without it because everything peaked for me when I see Jade and Bianca together. Like, let's just be fucking real. Let's see. There was a fatal four-way with Roman, Randy, AJ. Who else? Randy, Roman, AJ. Fuck. I'm sorry. I forgot. That's how asleep I was. Roman ended up winning the fatal four-way. Okay, no problem. And like I said, the Royal Rumble was just a snooze fest this year because I expected so much more. The night peak with the Women's Royal Rumble, okay, we got that. But WrestleMania season is here, so I expect the heat to be turned up. Because I already know Jade Cargill is going to be on Raw. That's a given. I would be more shocked if she was on SmackDown, but what can you really do at this point? Also, Vince McMahon resigns again. And after the first resignation, I have to side-eye it because Vince has 9 lives. So he'll resign this week. Then he'll come back and rise from his chair at WrestleMania like Linda McMahon did. And they're saying it's because of all the sexual assault cases and shit like that. And honestly, it's stale. It is so stale right now because now that Vince is out of the company, and I believe Bruce Pritchard is still there, and they said Bruce Pritchard is pretty much Vince's decoy. So Vince is always going to attempt to have his fingers in the cookie jar at some point in time. But Hunter has full control. Hunter has been doing his thing, but Hunter, there are things you're going to do really good at, and there are things that you're going to fall short in. You know what I'm saying? So what would I grade this Royal Rumble? I would give it a solid C. And like I said, the only reason it got a C was because of the Women's Royal Rumble match. That's it. But anything else, like, it could have been better. So I'm like, I think C is a fair grade for the Royal Rumble. Now I'm just going to sit back and wait and see what Vengeance has in store. Because like I said, WrestleMania season is going to be lit. And it's literally staring us right in the damn face. So, yeah. Also, I have some non-sports news that I absolutely have to address. I have to. And it was something that I was debating on if I should or shouldn't talk about because it's not sports news. But this is just something that I have to get off of my heart and my chest. Because the absolute satisfaction I got from this was absolutely astronomical. So you know what? Let's just get right into this. Two words. Megan's Law. Those two fucking words. Right there. Sent one of the greatest rappers to ever exist on the face of the earth into a spiraling downfall to the likes of which we have never seen before. Megan came out with her new song, Hiss. And I knew she was going to ruffle some feathers. I knew some shit was going to be up in smoke. And that song honestly applied to multiple people. Not just one person. However, one person showed her entire ass so bad to the point where she made that song about her solely. And honestly, all that did was wake up what certain people already knew about Miss Minaj. And that is, she is not a good person. She's nothing but an insecure rape apologist who does nothing but bring down the next woman. Because she isn't the fresh new face that she once was. And honestly, I've been standing with Megan since 2019, before any of this shit went down. And all I want to ask the people who had so much fun disrespecting Megan, who were trying to jump back on the bandwagon, how the fuck does it feel to be wrong? How the fuck does it feel to have no choice but to give respect to the same woman that you wouldn't give respect to before this moment? How the fuck does it feel to realize that Megan is not the artist that you want, that you see certain other people are? Megan is not the artist that Sexy Red portrays to be. She's not an Ice Spice. Megan is the real deal. And if you know me in real life, you know that I don't just give my love and my fandom to just anybody. So you know what? Those two words sent her into a spiral. And I'm happy that Megan was the one to do it. And folks don't have any choices but to just throw in the towel and give Megan the respect they should have been giving her in the first damn place. And after everything that Miss Minaj has said about Megan negatively, including that trash ass song Bigfoot, I don't feel bad, because you want sympathy for when it's you. It's protect black women when it's you and when it benefits you. But you sit up there and you laugh and you mock other women. You mocked Megan's mother's death. And that's a no-go. But if somebody were to bring up your father being on the asphalt and dragged on the asphalt, we're wrong. And we need to show you respect. You have to give respect to give respect, okay? Give respect to get respect, I'm sorry. But still, I couldn't be happier that this has happened. And people are finally waking up to see the light. And those bandwagons who turned against Megan and who wanted to side with other people, keep that same fucking energy. If anybody deserves, this is the real hotties who have been there. So please, kiss my ass, eat my ass, and go around the corner with it. Because one thing that people can never say is that I switch up for anybody. And I stand ten toes down on it. So it's like, you said what you said. And you've said what you've been saying. If you sided with that mini muffin built bastard that's in jail right now, keep that same energy. If you were the ones roasting her height and body shaming her and saying she got lipo because you sitting there like looking like a sack of potatoes your damn self, keep that same energy. If you were the same ones who were taking the blog's words for it, instead of listening to what it actually was and seeing that that little motherfucker was guilty, keep the same energy. Keep your asses where the hell you have been. Because the hotties have been through the trenches right along with Megan and were tired of the bullshit. Just as much as Megan was. So this was the biggest middle finger that she possibly could have gave y'all. And now you respect Megan when you should have been doing it in the first place. Now she has the respect, now she has the support that she should have been had when she was at her lowest damn moments. I'm not the type to run away when shit gets rough. I stick through it. And that's just like with anything in life. Rough times, you can't just fast forward them through. You can either let it break you or make you stronger. All the shit that Megan went through didn't do shit but make her stronger. And even in her lowest moments, she was still thriving, still dropping her music, still doing what she does best, and still finds it in her heart to be a good person instead of turning evil. That's the real tea. She stays true to who she is no matter what the hell she went through. And if you have to project your own insecurities and your own bullshit onto other people, then I feel bad for you. But that is not for me to decide. I'm glad Megan got her entire lick back with two words. I'm glad that people are seeing other people for who they are. And I'm just going to lay shit to rest right there, because obviously it wasn't sports news, but I had to get it out. So I'm going to leave things right here. I finally got my show out. I thank you guys for your always undying love and your support for Dangerous Sports Talk and for me, Be Dangerous. Thank you. I love you guys so very much. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at TheBeDangerous. Follow Dangerous Sports Talk, the Facebook page. Follow this very podcast you're listening to right now on Spotify, wherever podcasts are available. And I am out of here. Peace.